This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. Today, we're going to talk to a longtime friend of mine who is also a longtime friend of Bruce Olson, the missionary to the Multalone Indians in South America that we've written about over the years in Charisma Magazine. I've done podcasts. Recently, we shared some needs, and a lot of our listeners reached out to help Bruce with a financial emergency that he had down there in South America. And I was contacted by Tim Dudley of New Leaf Press. And his dad, Cliff Dudley, who is now in heaven, was my friend. And back in that day, he was the publisher that published Bruce Olson's first book. And Tim and I were visiting, and he reminded me how he knew Bruce back when he was a teenager. And all these years later, he's supporting the ministry. And I said, boy, would that be an interesting podcast. So stay tuned for my conversation with Tim Dudley of New Leaf Press. It's an opportunity for us to catch up as friends because we've known each other so many years. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Tim. I appreciate you working in a podcast. I'm so impressed with what you've done over the years. Of course, I've known you since, I guess, you worked for your dad back in the day when I was just kind of getting started. So why don't we start by you just updating my listeners on what you do? I know that you have three imprints. New Leaf Press is the one that I am most familiar with, but you've also branched out into some other areas of publishing.
Well, thanks so much for having me on your podcast, Steve. Really appreciate it. It's great to connect. We don't see each other like we used to because of just the changes in the industry. But yeah, our umbrella corporation is New Leaf Publishing Group, and we have three imprints: New Leaf Press, Master Books, and Attic Books. And New Leaf Press would just be kind of a general Christian publishing arm. Back in the day, we used to do a lot of high-end gift inspirational one. Several gold medallions, but our main focus has been Master Books the last 10 years or so. It was started by Tim LaHaye and Henry Morris in 1975, and we bought it probably in 1995. It's an apologetic creation-based company. And then about 9 years ago, the Lord really laid on my heart to move into homeschool curriculum as our industry has changed so much. And so many of my customers were going out of business, Steve, as you're aware of. I'm like, Lord, I think I've got to figure something out here. So we've been publishing curriculum for about 8 years, and we primarily focus on B2C, direct to consumer. And with the pandemic and everything the last couple of years, it's been pretty crazy, but we've been really growing into that market. And, we're probably one of the 6th or 7th largest suppliers of homeschool that has a good godly worldview curriculum based in it.
And of course, that whole thing is just blowing up, partly as the educational system gets so bad in our country. More and more parents are homeschooling. My youngest son is now in his 30s, but we homeschooled him for several years. And before that, he was in various Christian schools. So I'm very aware of that. And it seems like it's a lot more. So congratulations to you. I want to talk a little bit about New Leaf Press, because it has roots, as I do in a way, with what was called Christian Life back in the day, Creation House. Mr. Robert Walker, who died in 2006, was the one who kind of discovered Bruce Olson, in a manner of speaking. He was 19 years old. He went to Columbia. Mr. Walker heard about them. They tell the story of how they met at O'Hare Airport and did an article, which later on turned into a book. And your father, Cliff Dudley, was involved in publishing that book, but today it's called Bruchco, and Bruchco is how the Indians said the English name Bruce, but it wasn't always called that. What was it called originally?
Yeah, it was published in 1973, and it was originally called To This Cross I'll Kill You. And you know, my dad and Robert Walker, they co-founded Creation House together, and I got to meet a lot of neat people over the years, and Bruce was one of them, and I'll just never forget him. He spent some time in our house, and on one of his visits, it was either the chief himself or the chief's son, but it was kind of a young man, I would say someone in his early 20s, and he gave my dad a bow and arrows, and I still have them. They sit in the corner of our boardroom. And I just recently read Bruchko again as an adult. I hadn't read it in a long time. And it's just absolutely one of the most amazing stories of God moving on someone's heart and literally wandering into the jungle almost, didn't he, Steve? Just so desperate to find these unreached tribe.
And these were people who had no interaction with Westerners except to kill them if they came into their territory. And the oil companies apparently found oil in the jungles and would go into their territory. And of course, Bruce did not go in for that reason, but they actually captured him. And as he was captured, he was somehow able to kind of figure out their language and communicate with them. And then over time brought these people who had no awareness of Christianity whatsoever to where the whole tribe, the Spanish called them Motolon or Motolone, which means cropped hair, because that they kind of crop, they, you know, they cut their bangs, I guess you'd call it. In their language, they're called the Bari, B-A-R-I is how we spell it in English. And then Bruce developed a written language, translated the Bible, and the entire tribe became Christian, mainly following the lead of the chief. And Bruce, you know, we've told the story before, but it bears repeating. He used things from their own culture. They would talk about being on the road of life, going toward the horizon, but not really knowing what's out there. And he said, you know, you're looking for God. They had a story of how a Motolone Indian became an ant in order to teach the ants how to build housing. They built in long houses, and for some reason they thought ant hills, I guess, were like a long house. And so that became the story of redemption. They had a myth, I guess you call it, or a belief that the banana leaves would speak to them. And so that, and when you cut a banana stalk, it kind of falls open like leaves of a book. And he was able to show them, this is the Bible. It speaks to you. And
so awesome.
Yeah, it's genius in my opinion. He's spoken before the United Nations on help, you know, indigenous, primitive, pre-Columbian tribes come into the modern era without losing their culture. In their culture, they sleep in hammocks. They live in communal houses. They continue to do that. Nowadays, they wear Western clothes, especially when they go into the cities. Some of their children will go into school. Bruce has sponsored them. He has a home in, I forget the city, it may be Bogota, where they live and they go to school. They've come back as doctors and lawyers to their own people. They have defended themselves before the government when their rights were at risk. And not only that, but there are 19 different tribes with very different languages. And over the years, I guess he's learned all of them. He's apparently a genius with linguistics and able to take the gospel. And they've been able to help a lot with medicine because, you know, these tribes are decimated by white man diseases, as probably everyone is somewhat aware of. And Bruce Olson is just a role model. And to think that it all started back with Creation House and Robert Walker and Cliff Dudley and the publishing of the book, I had forgotten it was 1973. I was still in university in 73. I wasn't involved at all. The article in Charisma, the article in Christian Life magazine would have been in the early 60s. In fact, we have all of those issues up in our archives. I guess I could look it up. So the book would have been a number of years later. And I do remember it was called For This Cross, I'll Kill You. But then at some point, we got involved in the mid-1980s, and it was called Bruchko. It was one of their, in fact, I think it may be the only book they published back in that era that is still in print. My impression is we sell about 5,000 a year, which is really remarkable for a book that old. And a lot of it are mission organizations that have it as required reading for young missionaries who just need to be exposed to Bruce's story, you know, as part of their education. So I'm just so impressed that you have stayed in touch with Bruce and you have these memories. You told me that you were actually a teenager back then. And of course, it obviously made a deep impact on you and that book. Just think, since 1973, how many tens of thousands of people have been influenced by Bruce Olson's story through that book, Bruchko.
Yeah. So I was 13 years old and I just never forget meeting him and this chief, and it just had a real impact on my life. And when my dad passed away almost 30 years ago, my mom knew how much my dad loved Bruce. And so in lieu of flowers, we asked for donations for Bruce. And so, you know, it was even close to my mom's heart at that time. But, you know, just recently rereading the book again as an adult, I hadn't read it in quite a while. It's just an incredible story. And I was just a man that has dedicated his entire life, never, you know, not going to retire. He's 80. Is that right now, Steve?
If he's not 80, he's just months away. You're right.
After reading it, I bought 10 more copies. So I was part of that 5,000.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
And you know, I just want to inspire, there's a young lady in our church that's going to go to Africa for a couple of years. I wanted her to read it, but you know, just to completely sell out for the Lord and turn away from all of the idols here in America and go into the jungle and dedicates one's life to that. I mean, it's so rare. I mean, that you just don't hear that hardly anymore at all. And it was just, it's just a fantastic book that anybody should read. It's just an excellent read, well written. And I was just really blessed reading it again. When you talked to him 2 or 3 months ago, I bought some and read it again. It's just a fantastic book. I really want to encourage people to pick Bruchko up. An excellent book.
And I'll mention that I've done a podcast with Bruce Olson, or maybe even a couple. You can find it. You can search on the Strang Report and the Charisma Podcast Network. People can still buy Bruchko online through Amazon or from our website. And I would encourage you to do it. In fact, Tim, you've inspired me to reread the book. I often will reread a book that meant a lot in my life. And so you've inspired me. Thank you very much. And, you know, Bruce told me, you know, here he is 80 years old. He seems in very good health. He is slowing down some, but he's still down there in South America. And he told me that his donor base has dwindled somewhat. And he has never had an organization in America. His organization has always been Christian Life Missions, which was founded by Robert Walker in 1956. And people that wanted to give to Bruce would send their offerings or their donations, I guess you'd say, to Christian Life Missions. Now it's christianlifemissions.org. Before the podcast is over, I'll also give the street address because a lot of people are old school and like to send checks. But Christian Life Missions has always passed it through. We do it every month, everything that comes in. He has a U.S. bank down there in South America. We deposit it in his bank, and then I guess he's able to withdraw it on the other end. And we've just done that for years. But I have noticed that the donations have dwindled some. And when he had this special need, he needed $20,000 thanks to the people who responded, including a couple of large donors. We have sent him about $38,000, almost double what he was needing. And of course, as other people give, we will pass that along. That's our pledge. But now it's not the emergency as much as Bruce could use donors. And you can write Christian Life Missions, 600 Reinhart Road, Lake Mary, Florida. And Reinhart is Reinhart, Lake Mary, Florida, 32746. And the nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and rewind it and write it down if you need to. Or you can go to christianlifemissions.org and click on Bruce Olson and the donate button. and give by credit card, of course. And like I said, 100%, we don't take one penny for overhead or anything like that. This has been something that's happened. You know, I wasn't around back then, but it must have started in the 60s. And here it's continued all these years later. It's hard to think of any missions organization that would have had a relationship that long with a single missionary. And we just so appreciate Bruce, and it's a blessing to us to be able to come alongside him and help in this way. And I hope that people that are listening will, you know, want to respond to Bruce, want to help him, and so forth. So as we wrap up this short podcast, I want to give you the last word. If there's anything you want to say about New Life Publishing Group or about Bruce Olson or, you know, even what the Lord's doing in your life, you have the last word.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, masterbooks.com is our B2C website. If you're interested in homeschool, creation apologetics, we do all Ken Ham's books and many other authors, Henry Morris, Study Bible and whatnot. And the Lord has blessed us, and it's an exciting time to be alive and serving and advancing His kingdom. And I think it's an amazing job, Steve, you keeping that mission going all these years and continuing to support someone like Bruce. Just well done. And appreciate this time with you very much.
Well, thank you. And I so appreciate you. I appreciate your father. I have fond memories. I remember at a Christian Bookseller Association one time, I had lunch with him and Tammy Faye Baker.
You know,
he published a book with Tammy Faye Baker.
I remember you telling me that story. You said that was quite a lunch.
Yeah, it was. I had opportunity to know Tammy Faye, you know, interacted with her various times. But that was really, really probably the only time I sat down and had an extended conversation with her. And I don't know who was more colorful, her or your dad, but it's just one of those experiences that will stick with me as long as I live.
Yeah.
And so thank you for what you're doing for the body of Christ, the impact that New Leaf Press and all the things that you've done have impacted multiple tens and probably hundreds of thousands of people. And as the world, boy, we have seen the world change, haven't we, in our lifetime?
And it is something else. Yeah. Who ever would have thought?
Who would have ever thought? But you know what? The Lord has given each of us a platform, and we have to be good stewards and use it and keep proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and
Amen.
Pointing people toward God, whether it's helping missionaries like Bruce Olson, whether it's helping the homeschool movement, the apologetics, and all the other things that you've done over the years, or what we do here at Charisma Media. We have to do our part, and I'm just glad to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, and we kind of grew up together. I'm a couple years ahead of you, but kind of grew up together over the years, and it was so nice to be able to reconnect. So thank you for your time, and thank you to my listeners for listening to the Strang Report. I'm happy to say that recently we passed 11.1 million downloads, and part of it's because people share these podcasts on social media or they forward them to their friends. So if you know someone who has a real heart for ministry or someone who's interested in the whole homeschool movement, share this podcast with them. Make it go viral. And tune in again tomorrow for another podcast of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.